Harvest Brow didn't look anything like you know it to be today. TV was just being invented. And telephones? Well, if people had one, it was just that, one. Today it seems like everybody, including the dog, has some cell phone. People over in Barfield and Christiana out there didn't come into town unless they had to. Like to get groceries at O'Brien Brothers on the Square on Saturday, and maybe see a movie at the Princess, one screen. Restaurants? Nah. People ate at home. Nothing like the endless chain of eating places today. Hotels? Yeah, we had one. The James K. Polk still stood proud. Bet you most folks couldn't tell me where it stood. To give you a hint, one block off the Square. We'd look in Goldstein's window. Special occasions would shop there, and I can still hear the sound of how their floors creaked. Nashville? Oh, nobody went to Nashville, unless you had a real good reason. And if you did, you made sure you didn't go 1 mile over the speed limit in Smyrna, or you would get a speeding ticket. We were just a nice little rural town outside the big city. Boy, has it changed. Except for a couple of things. One of them is this radio station. You see, on New Year's Eve, a man with a real vision and love for this town put 1450 on the air, and nobody could believe we had our own radio station. And guess what? Today, it's still locally owned. In fact, it sits on South Church, about where it all started. And on the air and on our website, what we talk about most is what folks in the big city don't think about much. Murfreesboro. They got their own business and problems. We still eat, breathe, and sleep Murfreesboro. The station could have sold a dozen times, but the decision was made to keep it local. The owners live here, work here, send our kids to school here, stay here, support it here, love it here. And you know what? That's what we have in common. Because we couldn't have made it without your constant support. You listen, you buy commercials on the station, you support Murfreesboro, we support Murfreesboro. We are still 1450 WGNS, your good neighbor station. Thank you.
Hello, this is John Hood. Representative Mike Sparks and Scott Walker had asked me to record some of my recollections about the old Seward Air Base and the events that used to happen there during World War II. As a teenager, I used to spend summers with my aunt and uncle at Old Jefferson Springs near Smyrna, and we would have occasion to go on to the base. As a matter of fact, all the number one movies at that time were shown on the bases of the Army and the Navy and the Air Force, whatever, where locally at your Princess Theater or whatever, you only had the B movies or the C movies. So I remember riding a bus down there to Seward Air Base and paying whatever the admission was, very nominal, to see the first-run movies that were out at that particular time. But one of the reflections that Representative Sparks had mentioned had to do with the broadcasting of big band music from Seward. Seward Air Base had, as a, his public information officer, public relations officer, a former executive with Music Corporation of America, one of the major booking agencies, was there. And he had all kinds of contacts with major orchestras around the country that they booked and put together. What he would do, he would find an orchestra, say, that was playing in Chicago, say, on Thursday. They need to be in New Orleans on Saturday night. Playing in Chicago, say, on Thursday night. Need to be in New Orleans on Saturday night. What he would do, he would call them up, the management, and he would arrange for an Air Force plane to fly them from Chicago to Seward if they would do a concert for Seward Air Base. Next day, of course, they'd fly them on to New Orleans, their ultimate destination. So there were many name bands that played those concerts at Seward, actually, I guess, free of charge, more or less, other than the airline flying them from Chicago to Smyrna to New Orleans. There was a network starting up about the same time called the Liberty Broadcasting System, the Liberty Network.
The Liberty Broadcasting System.
First, here are the headlines. The UN High Command has placed the blame for the Korean truce stalemate directly on the Kremlin. In the heaviest fighting since mid-December, the Allies attacked the Communist forces along a 7-mile front.
Now, here's John Hood. Thank you very much, Dana Harris, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the music of Johnny Long and his orchestra. We open our tune quite appropriately tonight from the heart of the Southland with Dixie.
Yes, it's time to refresh at McCord & Harris Soda Fountain. Meet your friends and wet your whistle at McCord & Harris Soda Fountain. refreshments, and pleasant surroundings, McCord and Harris on the Square in Murfreesboro. WGNS, your good neighbor station, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
It started by a guy named Gordon McClendon, the old Scotsman he went by, and he started out doing baseball. He would do the play-by-play baseball. He wanted to expand and make it a full-blown network with all types of entertainment on it. He was interested in getting the music. So Cecil Elrod, who owned WGNS at the time, got in contact with him. And what he would do, he would arrange for us to go down and broadcast these name band concerts from Seward Air Base, and they'd feed it over the Liberty Network and would go nationwide. As it turned out, the network did not quite make it, along with all the major ones that have survived, but this was back in the days of radio is what I'm talking about now. It would have been the Liberty Broadcasting System. The gentleman I mentioned that was at Station in Seward, he would have the contacts and be in touch. One concert I remember particularly, because I have some photographs from it, was a broadcast of Johnny Long and his orchestra. Most folks today have probably not heard of him. A big hit he had was Shanty and Old Shanty Town.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the music of Johnny Long and his orchestra.
We did that directly from Seward Air Base, fed it over the Liberty Network, and sent it nationwide. But many, many other songs were popular back in that day, and this was quite a regular event. I don't really have any record of the names of the other bands that were there, but most every major band in the country played at Seward Air Base one time or another. So those were happy recollections and opportunity to feed a broadcast from Rutherford County, Tennessee, across the nation for the benefit of listeners on the Liberty Network.
As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? You're driving me crazy, baby, trying to guess. Will you tell me no or will you tell me yes? You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me?
Not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? You're driving me crazy, honey, acting this way. Oh, when are you gonna ask me if I'll name the day? You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me?
you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love?